The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We always have fun on Friday on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're ready to take your phone calls at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. We have a whole lot of time to find out what's on your mind today. We call it the What's on Your Mind. That's the name of the show because we really, truly want to know what's on your mind. So here's your chance. We have just one guest that will join us a little later on in the program. That is John Lott, Dr. John Lott, actually, who is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. There's a lot of good work on the Second Amendment in the way of research. Author, my favorite book, More Guns, Less Crime. Makes sense. And he has the research to back it up. Anyway, he's disturbed that mental health professionals seem to be failing to detect mass killers. California, shooting recently, the latest example. So we're going to examine that a little bit today with Dr. John Lott. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind is fair game. You know, the President of the United States is scheduled to be here next month, according to the Washington Post. I have a question for our audience. First of all, I'm glad the President's coming. So I guess I'm the first normal or nuts survey question of the day. Am I normal or am I nuts? The President of the United States making his first trip to North Dakota as President of the United States, I'm glad. Why am I glad? Because there's an inconvenient truth that the president will have to deal with out here, that the economy of North Dakota is very different than the rest of the 49 states, most of them, and the country in general. And so there naturally will be a focus on North Dakota's economy and the rest of the country just from the president coming. You can like or not like the president. First of all, I always believe, for whatever reason, a president visiting is a good thing of whatever party. It's a good thing. I remember the flood of 97, not a partisan event. I was in Grand Forks on the radio, exhausted after, 10 days of 24/7 flood coverage and the months that led up to the flood fight, and seeing Air Force One on the tarmac at the Grand Forks Air Force Base saying, "Thank you. Thank you. We'll take every bit of attention that we can get to what's going on here with floods and fires and everything else." And, I was not a fan of Bill Clinton, okay? North Dakota didn't vote for Bill Clinton. North Dakota didn't vote for Barack Obama. So a majority of folks are not Obama supporters or were not Clinton supporters. But a president coming and the attention that comes with it, I believe, is a good thing. Here's the question I want to pose to the audience today. What's on my mind is a list of what the president should see while he's here. What should he see? And, by the way, big national story that we've been talking about the last a couple of weeks is the outrage on how our veterans have been treated at the VA. I see there's a story now that Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven have joined their Minnesota colleagues, Senator Franken, Senator Klobuchar, several members of Congress, Colin Peterson and others. Better than half the delegation in Minnesota now has called for the resignation of General Shinseki. Heidi Heitkamp has not. The senator, the other senator from North Dakota, she's the only one of the group out of the senators, for instance, that is not. She's said that the report about the treatment of vets is disturbing, calls the problems it identified unacceptable, but stopping short of the resignation. You know why? She, too, wants the president to come out here and has said meet with energy leaders. And so, I guarantee you she's shaking trees over at the White House to make sure the president sees some things. What good does it do to add the, I think that decision perfectly normal. Smart move, Senator Heitkamp. Because you use the president's visit to get him to see what he needs to see. But we, the fine folks here of North Dakota, the constituents of Senator Heitkamp and others, I think we're best equipped to decide what he ought to see. So what do you want him to see? And am I normal or nuts in wanting the president here? Use the opportunity to showcase a state that works. His view's not going to change. I'm not naive enough to think the president's going to have a Shazam moment while he's here and go, okay, I've been wrong all these years, but it'll cause him to squirm a little. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a good thing. That's what's on my mind, but listen, everything's a fair game, folks, on what you want to chat about today. Another outrageous story, very sad, and maybe our audience can help in some way. Out of Wahpeton, North Dakota, the Sunday before Memorial Day, less than a week ago, a fellow by the name of Odin Strutrud down there, 94-year-old World War II vet, goes to church, and he has his prized possession in his vehicle, which was a officer's jacket with all kinds of medals on it, his Army uniform. And medals, ribbons, stars that decorated the jacket for more than 70 years because he was a lieutenant in the Army infantry during World War II. It was stolen out of his vehicle, for crying out loud. And we spoke with the Wahpeton police chief this morning. They've not yet found anything. They're concerned that somebody stole it, not to sell it. Odin is convinced somebody's going to try and sell it at a pawn shop, but the police chief down there says he thinks somebody just stole it for a shiny object, so they're watching for somebody to be wearing it. And I also understand Senator Hovind's office has contacted the vet to get the medals replaced, so we got a fallback. I'd love for this guy to get the actual jacket back, and if you see somebody wearing a jacket that looks a little out of place, do me a favor, call the Wahpeton Police Department, and let's help this vet out. 701-642-7722. Outrageous. Can't believe it. All right, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and let's start in Calgary, Alberta. David, listening on 550K Fire, way up there in Calgary. How are you, David, and what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say if Obama gets his way and he makes it out there, show him the unemployment. Numbers are very, very low. Show them that the crime rate is very, very low. Show them that the buildings are going up and homes are going up, apartments, living, and then what's going to happen is you're going to have to tell him hands off after that, because what he's going to do is they're going to do the same thing as they've done in Alberta. What they're going to do is they're going to see how much tax revenue comes out from all that, and then it's going to be justified by telling all the people that that their entitlements will be better, and you know, things like unemployment and welfare, and because in Alberta we pay $6,000, well, Canadian, in transfer payments a person to the rest of Canada because of the amount of taxation, or pardon me, the amount of money that's in there.
So you're concerned that when he comes here and sees a North Dakota very different from the rest of the country, that he's going to start salivating at how he can get his hands on some of those bucks. That's your worry, huh?
Exactly. The tax dollars. That's what they did in Alberta. Every time, because of the way Canadians are, we're pretty much center left, except for me. I'm a Tea Party member. I even got a Tea Party sticker on the back of my truck here. And I'll tell you, the problem is every time that people come up, like you got that Desmond Tutu coming up, he's coming up tomorrow and going to tell us how the sands, the oil sands are horrible, and you got what's his name, the Neil Young coming up and telling us the same problem. Without those tax dollars, the rest of Canada survives and they get more entitlements, and that's what I'm saying. That's what he may see. So you're going to have to tell him hands off.
Yeah, well, good idea. That's a good suggestion, David. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Kevin up in Cavalier, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Am I normal or nuts in wanting the president to come here and see America at work? Kevin, what do you think?
Okay, I disagree. Since they disagree, he made one comment about the used to call it a shooting out in California at the university. It's actually a stabbing and a shooting. Two or three of those people were killed by knives.
Good point. And injured by vehicle. So you're right. Yep.
Yeah. One thing presidents should see: somebody should draw a picture and throw an oil worker with a dollar sign above his head, the refinery, or the refinery, not the drilling rig, and then the Keystone Pipeline, and then the refinery, and then Air Force One. Well, then put the big red circle with a line through it on the Keystone Pipeline, and then put the big red circle with a line through it, Air Force One. Pretty simple, isn't it?
Your point being do the Keystone XL pipeline, or we don't want to see Air Force One here. Is that what you're saying?
No, we see Air Force One here, but ground it. I mean, after he comes here and sees that picture, he should fly back and say, geez, I feel so guilty. I'm not going to fly that thing anymore. I'm being sarcastic. I know that.
Well, so, put it, put it, put it, And put it this way, you know, the president doesn't seem to be a big fan of fossil fuels, and Air Force One wouldn't fare too well without fossil fuels. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's what I'm getting at. And the dollar signs, the oil workers are making money, big money, you know, good for them. So, and but that's my quick comment. That'd be a good picture for him. It's pretty easy to understand anyway.
Yeah, Senator Heinkamp has said she wants him to, you know, meet with some energy folks. I like your idea. Meet with folks that have transformed their life and come here as a result of what's going on. And by the way, I believe Steve Stansom joined us earlier in the week from First International Bank. He said, look, 90% of what's happening as a result of oil and gas development is good. 10% is difficult. 10% is, you know, catching up and the infrastructure. 10% is also people who come here because they're so down on their luck from other places with literally, you know, 2 cents in their pocket, end up, you know, homeless or human services or whatnot. That's partially the rest of the country. So we can put part of that 10% on him, and maybe we point that out. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Am I normal or nuts in wanting him to be here? We'll give Todd a chance to answer that question when I come back. Plus you, too, at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
About the president coming to the country, to the United States here, I'll tell you what. I mean, I could care less if he comes here or not. He takes credit for oil that is not on private, not on public land or federal land. It's all on private land, first off. And secondly, it's absolutely laughable that anyone can call this president a capitalist. That is just absolutely hysterical. And it proves the point that liberalism is a mental disorder. All those people that are the followers of the elite president, they're just like sheeple. It's just, it's hysterical to call him a capitalist. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Here's another that came in, by the way.
Yes, maybe Obama should visit the VA hospital in Fargo. Not sure if that's working or not.
All right, good suggestion. Now, see, there's some productivity from our conversation here. Earlier caller said meet with some oil workers and visit the VA hospital. And by the way, from the initial reports, the VA hospital and the VA system in North Dakota works pretty well. When this first story broke, about the VA, we spent some time. I wanted to know if any vets within the sound of our voice experience anything like we're hearing about in Phoenix or any of these other places. And overwhelming amount of folks said, great care here. So there's a good example. They can maybe find out what we're doing, as usual, in North Dakota better than everywhere else. And he can take that back. The president, by the way, at this hour, is meeting with General Shinseki at the White House. Prediction for you, Shinseki doesn't survive that meeting, and he doesn't survive the day. I bet by the end of the day, this is a Friday kind of thing out of this White House, I bet Shinseki bye-bye, see you later. Uh-huh. The president already said that he was going to meet with him and you know, had some serious concerns. Or what was the line again? I forget what the... I'll have a serious conversation with him about whether he thinks he's prepared and has the capacity to take on the job of fixing it, because I don't want any veteran to not be getting the kind of services they deserve, is what the president was quoted as saying today before the meeting. And Shinseki himself has come out today and said that... you know, he's ticked and he's mad and everybody's going to be fired. And, you know, so I think he sees himself circling the drain, too. Anyway, the meeting's happening right now. So the latest on that. And I think, you know, in that case, Senator Hovind not joining the chorus of folks saying the guy ought to be fired is smart, because she's thinking about what I'm thinking about, what the president ought to see when he's here. Am I normal or nuts in being glad the president is? Oh, I said Senator Hovind. I'm sorry. Senator Hovind has called for the resignation. Senator Heitkamp has not. I think Senator Heitkamp is wise to not join the chorus of critics right now, because she doesn't want to pile on when it's already happening, and she's trying to get him to, when he comes here next month, to see what he should see and needs to see beyond some kind of photo op. So I'm on it. I agree. Todd, am I normal or nuts in welcoming the president here, thinking it's a good thing?
Well, normal. It's a great thing for the president to be visiting here. No question.
And we can use it as an opportunity, right? Is that a normal way of thinking?
Absolutely. How can you, with all that's going on with North Dakota and all of our success stories, I don't know, if I were president, I'd be using North Dakota as a poster child, not sticking my head in the sand when it comes to North Dakota.
Right on. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Up to Garrison. Hey, Bob, listening on KCJB. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
About the VA. I turned a claim in March, and just a week ago Thursday, I finally got my appointment date. And, it's a little over 17 days late. They told Senator Hovind that the average is.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little over.
I know of another person that's been waiting 2 months for an MRI through the VA. And she finally had to go to a private hospital to get a MRI, and as far as I know, she's on her way to Minneapolis right now to the Bernie University Hospital.
Wow.
So I'm kind of questioning about the Fargo VA, too, now, if they're telling the truth. You know, if you start pulling some shenanigans with your job, how long is it going to take before your boss finds out about it? And that's the way it is with these VA hospitals, I think. How is the general supposed to know what's going on way out here? I think they're trying to get rid of the wrong man. They ought to be cleaning up some of this garbage that's causing all the problem.
So hey, Bob, I'm going to make a suggestion. Yeah, I appreciate the call, but I'm going to make a suggestion that you let, you know, Take your pick, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer. Let their office know about your situation, because obviously with all the attention on the VA and the report saying the issues are not here, at least the preliminary report, that would that'd be at odds with that. So let them know, okay? So appreciate that. And supposedly some folks are being fired in Arizona as a result of this. That's what Shinseki said today, but I'm guessing Shinseki himself will be gonzo today. Fred, Frank in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I was just curious what kind of effect it would have on the oil if they happen to put the sage grouse on the endangered species list.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard also talk of some impacts to agriculture from some sort of salamander or lizard that they've been looking at putting on the endangered species list that I hadn't heard about.
I'm just thinking that's the route they're going to try to go. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, well, be aware. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know what the chances of that would be on the endangered species list. We did talk to Congressman Kramer in a recent talk radio town hall specifically about some reform on the process on the endangered species list. I don't remember if sage grouse specifically came up, but I'm going to add that to the Congressman Kramer list so we can chat with him or any of the members of our congressional delegation, for that matter, next time they join us specifically on your question. Thanks, Frank. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, when the president comes, I think he should be taken up to, like, Falkirk or any other mines that North American Coal is currently running here in North Dakota, and out to the oil fields. That gentleman from Alberta raised a real honest-to-goodness question that I never thought about before, or concern, I should say, about tell him to keep his hands off once he sees it, because I agree that, yeah, right, once he sees it, oh, look where I can get some more money. And as far as the issues going on with the Veterans Administration, I'm not a veteran, and in those in my immediate family, didn't have the opportunity to serve, but I know a lot of other veterans, and quite honestly, throughout my lifetime, I've never heard anything good about the VA hospital. I've always heard that it took forever to get in, and the care wasn't adequate, and I've even heard people make the comment, yeah, if I want to die, I'll just go down to the vet's hospital, and then I'll be sure to die there. So
yeah, see, I've heard positive and I've heard negative, but more positive than negative personally, just
well,
over the years.
You know, and generally, you know, that's generally the way it's going to be, though. You're going to hear more, well, for me anyway, that you're going to hear the negatives, you know, and if
right.
people are happy
and
satisfied, they're not going to say something too much. But since you've been asking the question, it's pleasing to hear that several people have called in and said they've got
exactly.
Negative.
Agree with you, Mary. Thanks a bunch.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Why not? I think Mr. President should meet a real classic North Dakota senior citizen. Forget about all the glitz and glimmer and get somebody out there to show Mr. Obama what we North Dakotans are made of and all the good stuff we have here. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Ed, and thanks for the call. Ed Minot there weighing in during the break. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security. There's a lot for the president to see when he visits here next month, as the Washington Post reports that he will be doing. One question on my mind was that visit today and whether or not we ought to, you know, have the president see some other things while he's here. And what should he see? Where should he go? Who should he meet? What should he see while he's here? That's the list our listeners are weighing in on. And Ed says, North Dakota senior citizen, good idea. Mary from Bismarck earlier before our break said, get to coal country. Another great idea. We're on it. Let's go to Bill in Felton, Minnesota, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Hello, Bill. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Here we might mention to him that the politicians all get raises, but the senior citizens don't get a raise in their Social Security. In the meantime, I've been using the VA hospital for 25 years, the Fargo Hospital, and I'll guarantee they are the very, very best. I know people that have complained about it, but when you dig into it and have a conversation with them about it, you'll find out that it is not true. There is no problem there. Now, if you're having a problem there, you go to the emergency room. They have an emergency room at the VA hospital. If you can't see your doctor immediately, you go in there if you have a bad problem. You just walk in. They treat you. Now, if you've got a hangnail, it might take a while to want you to come in. Otherwise, they are great, and I'd like to hear more about good hospitals around the country, such as Temple, Texas. They have a great one there. Other people do, too. Well, we hear about some bad ones, and they do need some work. What do you think about that?
Bill, I think I'm glad you called today, and I'm also, you know, hearing what you're saying about the VA in Fargo, because it's a story often repeated. And again, I think I know enough about the VA in Fargo just from anecdotal things on the air where people go out of their way to say good things about the care. I've also been over there, a buddy of mine, DJ Guerrero, who had, I forget how many tours of duty in Vietnam, was over there, and I actually went to see him while I was there, and he just raved about the care that he got there, and he's been there a lot. So I've heard the similar story from others, so I don't disagree. There's always going to be one here or there. By the way, I think that's maybe something, again, North Dakota-like. It works here. Why does it work here? Why does everything work here? Why are there more jobs available than there are unemployed people? What's going on here? What could the president learn? So he ought to see that, and he ought to see lots more. Thanks for adding to the list. Dennis, on the road, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
I think a good trip for the president to make would be to head west out of Bismarck, and he's going to be able to see a lot of what we've been successful at with agriculture as far as no-till farming and crop rotation and taking care of the land and having his administration keep his hands off that. If he goes north on 31, he'll go past the wind farm, showing the wind energy that we've got going on. He continues to go, and he's going to go past several power plants that are operating efficiently and cleanly and within the law. And if he keeps going up to Beulah, he'll see the first syn-fuel plant and several mines up in that area and see the reclamation work that they've done. I traveled up there back in the 70s when they were first starting those plants, and some of the mines were first really getting geared up, and some of the land that they've turned back to where agriculture is growing on, wildlife is living on, cattle are feeding on. There's areas of the country where people probably haven't done it properly, but we have here. And there's other places to look, and a cookie-cutter policy doesn't work throughout the United States. We've got a lot to show them here what we're doing right with responsible companies that are doing things responsible. And as far as the VA, I've had two brothers that have been in there in Fargo, and they've had excellent care. One brother was in there several times over a period of years through an amputation for up to a couple months. He loved the care that he had there. The only complaint would be that the closest for him was 200 miles away, and if he did get sick, it was a tough trip to make.
Yeah, we hear that quite a bit about access to VA care being easy for North Dakotans because there's a fair amount of travel involved. Certainly hear that, no question about it, but when they get there, seems to be better there than most. Dennis, hey, well said. The whole list was fantastic. When you first said head west out of Bismarck, I thought you were going to add the Phil Parker suggestion who told me earlier from the PMS Morning Show on K-Fire that he ought to go see New Salem Sioux, which I think is a... I mean, you got the ag thing. Yeah, and you got a pretty good view from there. So, you could see
You can see the wind towers. You can see the power plants from there. And you can see a lot of agriculture.
Exactly. And he has a helicopter, so that trip you suggested could be pretty easy. So, just fire up Marine One. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. Barb on the road listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I would like President Obama to spend some time with an ordinary North Dakota family, go to the grocery store with us, see what it costs for a normal family to live, see how far we drive to work every day, and then I'd like him to hop in the car and drive with me and my 91-year-old father to a VA hospital 180 miles away. My idea for the VA is every veteran older than the Vietnam era should get a card that allows him health care at any medical facility, and the VA pays for it. Thanks a lot.
Good idea, Barb. Good idea. And by the way, one that evidently Senator McCain's planning to introduce, partly as a result of this particular scandal. He mentioned that exact same thing, a card allowing access to wherever healthcare is closest to you, but paid for by the VA.
Thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for the suggestion. It's a good one. I like your idea, an ordinary North Dakota family. Go for a little drive. It'd do them some good. Get out of the bubble. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, just peachy.
Right.
Just had a... Basically, the last two callers pretty much reiterated everything that I wanted to say, but why do we need to send our veterans to a veterans hospital when you've got hospitals two of them in Bismarck, you know, one of them, you know, they should be able to go to any hospital that they want to go to that's close, because some of those people, like she was talking about, some of the Vietnam vets and stuff, why can't they just go to any hospital and get care? I mean, we've got Obamacare now. Why don't they just sign all the veterans up free Obamacare and let them go wherever they want to go? You know what I'm talking about. I mean,
right,
it's ridiculous.
Travel
all the way to Fargo to see a doctor. Then they got to pay for a hotel room and all that other stuff. So
we have the dangerous endeavor of applying common sense to this, Jim, and so which usually doesn't work in Washington. But take the dollars that are spent there. The problem is, what's their intent? And if their intent was to improve health care overall for everyone, I don't know that they'd be doing what they're doing with Obamacare when they said keep your doctor and so that's the problem. But if their intent was to make it better, maybe you'd take a portion of those dollars that they're directing to the VA and said let's infuse that into the to the private health care system and get vets access to care closer to where they live and lessen the pain from what they're trying to pull with Obamacare. But
why is the VA any better? What is the doctors working for less money, or I mean why? Why do we got to go to a VA hospital? Why don't they just take that hospital, turn it into a regular hospital for everybody in the area, and let them go to whatever hospital they want to go to? I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Very good question, Jim. Keep thinking common sense, and maybe we can use the president's visit to do just that. Thanks. Dale in Bismarck's been waiting the longest here. Let's get you next, then Clark, then Deb. Hello, Dale. Go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, I don't want to see Obama anywhere close to this state. Now, I had heard a lot of stuff. I just got in this past week. I'd heard a lot of stuff about this state before I got here. I've been sitting here in Bismarck for about a week, and it seems to be, to the most part, all true. I am loving it here. That man will show up, take one look at a state full of happy capitalists, and he'll want to destroy it. This state puts a lie to his communist philosophy. Now, of course, he's not going to say anything like that. He's going to say all the right words. But, no, he'll regulate this state out of it. He'll do whatever he can to destroy it. That's the nature of that man. Anybody that thinks that man has their best interest at heart are fooling themselves.
All right, Dale. Dale says he doesn't want the president here because he's going to see a state that works, and all of a sudden want to get his mitts on work and destroy it. So, agree or disagree with Dale? Tell us. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. First one that says stay away, Mr. President. Well, I guess at least one of the off-air callers did. Others have suggested who he ought to see, what he ought to see, where he ought to go. What's your view? Let us know. Clark and Glenburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You're in Glenburn, is that right?
Glenburn, yeah, north of Minot.
Let's do my KCJB. Go ahead, Clark.
Yeah, let me preface my statement by saying our state is a wonderful state. And, I mean, let's all feel very fortunate that, we've been blessed with the Bakken. But I think we carry it a little bit too far when we say, let's show the president what we're doing right and what all the other states are doing wrong. Okay? Because I would like to think that if all the other states had a God-given oil field like the Bakken is, they would be making money also. So when the president is here, I'd also like him to drive around and look how crappy the roads are. Okay? Let's go around and look at some of the waste materials that the oil patch has left. Let's fly him over to Devil's Lake and show him what those poor people are going through over there. And not being able to figure out an outlet for Devil's Lake. There are things in this state that aren't so rosy either.
All right. I think people in Devil's Lake would agree with you. I think somebody that they end up with some filter socks, although again, a very small representative picture of the larger picture. I'd agree with you. Look, the lowest unemployment, the fastest growing economy, more jobs open than unemployed people is not a story you can repeat in the vast majority of the 49 other states. Agree or disagree with Clark? Deb in Bismarck, Corey in Bismarck, Chris in Minot, you're next to go. 800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good morning, my name is Steve, and about your question about the president coming to North Dakota, he should come to North Dakota. As president, he should make trips whenever, wherever he can, allowing for scheduling, of course. But the fact that we're even questioning about our excitement or pride in him coming says so much about this presidency, especially in light of all the scandals that are going on at this time and even a speech to the West Point cadets a couple days ago. Everybody is just so disillusioned about everything that's going on. He incites no pride or excitement, especially in people that disagree with him, not because of his race, which is always thrown at us, but simply because it's disagreement in principle. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for listening, sharing your comments, telling us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Deb in Bismarck, you're next. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Deb. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things I think President Obama should do is realize that one of the reasons we're a great place is that our history is farming.
It's say that one more. I didn't hear you. Our history is what, did you say?
Our history in North Dakota is farming.
Okay.
And with the total population we have, we're the closest thing you've got to Victorian America. And so our attitudes are different. So what I think he should do is find a non-air-conditioned tractor and do what all these guys do, come heck or high water, go out and plow a field, do more than a photo op. And because what makes North Dakota great isn't just that we have natural resources, it's that we have great people. And we know how to work, and we work in all situations. Farmers go outside. I'm not a farmer, but all my brothers are. They're working when it's 40 below. There's no, you know, they have to deal with cattle and whatever, just because animals have to be fed. There isn't any, comfort factor in that kind of position. So what I think he should do is do what the rest of us do. Work some heck or high water. Get on a tractor. See what it's like.
Yeah, good idea, Deb. Good suggestion. And we've had a couple of talk about the egg thing. I mean, you can't come to find out about the North Dakota miracle without connecting it to its roots in agriculture. So I think that's a great suggestion. I love the open air angle, too.
Oh, you have a nice day.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Corey in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Corey.
First of all, we should be careful because why is Obama coming here? It's not, we should be cautious. He's coming here for his own, he don't care about the people up here or anything like that. He's got his own reasons for coming up here, and we need to make sure we're careful with why he's coming up here. And Heidi Heitkamp, she should just call for the resignation. He don't care who he meets with up here anyways. He's not going to listen to anything anyone says except for if it meets with his thinking and stuff like that. So I don't think he should be up here. We don't want him up here, and he should stay away and go make his money somewhere else. I don't want him taking anything from here.
Well, Corey, I think your caution on his agenda and how it'd be crafted and stage managed and all that is accurate. And the reports from the Washington Post are the reason he's coming is to visit an Indian reservation. Then immediately after that, Senator Heitkamp said, "Well, I want him to meet with energy leaders." I'm thinking if there's enough hue and cry from people that he'd have to seriously consider adding some things onto his visit. But I think the caution's well placed. Chris in Minot wants to take exception with something one of our earlier callers said. Chris, listening on KCJB. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes. First, I would like to say I've been here 2 years, and the good people of North Dakota, I just love them. They're the best Americans I've ever met. And as far as Obama, I do agree with Dale. I believe he is the enemy of the United States, and he's tried to tear down every aspect of the fabric of our society, if you just look. And I just think that, like Pottersville, it's a wonderful life. It's something. North Dakota has their own Fed Bank. They have oil. They have strong, independent, good, American-loving people up here that don't need him and don't need that government that's all messed up. And it's like Potter. This is something he can't control. He can't get his hands on, and it's galling him. It's bugging him. And he's coming up here looking for weaknesses, not strengths.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call. Mary, Divide County, half a minute for your comment. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, I agree with all the people that have called that
say President Obama does not belong in North Dakota. There's nothing here that he supports. He doesn't support our industries. He doesn't want good employment. I just think he should not be here. Thank you.
All right. Mary is, and by the way, that's swinging now to about two-thirds come and see oil and coal and a VA hospital that works and meet a North Dakota citizen, senior citizen, meet with ag folks, get on a tractor, meet with an ordinary North Dakota family. That's about two-thirds, and about a third say, don't want you here. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Back at it for another hour. Coming up.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.